Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's another weekend edition of the WFAN Horse Racing Podcast brought to you by Naira Betts and NairaBets.com. And they want us to remind you that the Kentucky Derby future pools are back on starting February 7th. That's today through the 9th. Place your future Derby bets with Naira Betts. Earn 10 times the reward points on all your Derby future wagers. New to Naira Betts? No problem. Sign up today using the Naira Betts app, NairaBets.com, using promo Monzo20, M-O-N-Z-O-2-0, and earn a $200 new member bonus. Join today at NairaBets.com or the Naira Betts app and use promo code Monzo20 for a $200 new member bonus. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, anytime. Monzo, Melusis, Moose, what up?
What up, Mons?
Good weekend last week for you and Kenny. Max Player.
Max Player was a good one.
Down the stretch.
At 5-1, I thought. And when he was getting worked on, the Linda Rice trainee on the far turn, I was a little bit nervous. But that hard work in the stretch did pay off, and Max Player was able to win and had a nice bet on him to win in place. So I was happy about that.
And moving down the Gulf Stream, seeing Field Pass win at 12-1 was quite the kick to the groin.
I felt bad for you, dude. You like that horse.
And we
too.
Liked Famish, who I thought ran, who looked okay at the top of the stretch.
Yeah.
Flattened out down the
Field
mile.
Field Pass, you picked for second, right?
Field Pass, I picked, but I've had one or two times not at 12-1.
Not at 12-1, but you had him, and you did not play him at all on Saturday.
I used him underneath.
That's
on
a tough
top.
One. But, I mean, isn't that really the case of the horse player? I mean, everyone that listens to our podcast, and we're going to be coming at you each and every week now as we ramp up to the first Saturday in May and then take you through the Triple Crown and the like, as you start to build up on these prep races, and we got four big races that we're going to run through you that are going to take place this weekend at Aqueduct and down at Tampa. But that's the sign of the horse player. And that's where a case where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because I firmly believe if you bet Field Pass on Saturday, would not have won.
Paco Lopez would have took him on the lead,
right,
and flattened out.
But the fact is, you didn't bet Field Pass and Field Pass wins. So, you know, it's you always feel like you're chasing your tail in horse racing.
It's a game where you're going to bet against horses that you've picked in the past, and they're going to beat you occasionally. And
true.
Just goes back to you in the Kentucky Derby last year with Country House.
Oh, my God.
Always got to bring it up.
No, that is an all-timer. Country House, that Kentucky Derby, and I really firmly feel that 30 years from now that I'll be hearkening back to the 2019 Kentucky Derby. What woulda, coulda, shoulda. The fact that I handed out, I played Country House in every prep race. Didn't put a dollar on him in the Derby, even at, what was he? What did he go off at, 75-1?
As we're sitting there.
Didn't put a dollar on him in the Derby, right? I talk about Bill Mott basically every single podcast.
And you will today.
And I will today. Didn't bet him in the Derby. I went on television on SNY. I actually picked the Superfecta. Didn't play it. Didn't play the Superfecta. Didn't play the Triple. Didn't play Country House. I mean, I was as leveraged to Tacitus as you could possibly be, and Tacitus ends up running in the money, doesn't win the race. When Country House wins the race, I was another one. I was hoping for Maximum Security to stay up because I did not want to deal with the fact that Country House with Flavion Pratt, your guy, got put up.
Well, if you don't remember in 30 years, I'll be there to remind you.
So. Yes, you're exactly right. We're sipping on a bourbon.
Four races today, including a Kentucky Derby prep, one at Aqueduct, three at Tampa Bay Downs. Kenny's not with us today, but Kenny, that's his track. So pay attention to Kenny on social. He'll have some picks for Tampa Bay Downs this weekend. And Moose will start at Aqueduct, race 8 on Saturday. Weather iffy. Could be windy, could be a little rainy, so something to look out for. 7 furlongs, race 8, the Jimmy Wingfield, a couple familiar names, a couple of good horses, and not a Kentucky Derby prep race by situation of there being points involved. But a couple Triple Crown nominated horses, Secret Rules, Montauk Traffic, just two involved. Moose, this is a pretty good field of 7 horses, and you can make the argument. I think I can make the argument for 5 of the 7, but I landed on the 2 Secret Rules, and we'll go through that. Moose, who'd you land on?
I actually landed on the 3 Montauk Traffic. First off, I love going out to Montauk every summer. And not only that.
A little personal play for you.
Yeah, a little personal play. But I'm going back to Linda Rice. She was the trainer was good to me a week ago. Coming out of cross traffic, Lascano aboard. Certainly not the way you want to start at Laurel on a sloppy track. And would be a little bit concerned, but dwelt in the initial start, was well back. Comes back at Aqueduct at 7 furlongs and comes flying from off the pace to win that race in hand, going 7 furlongs. Back to 7 furlongs in this one. Buyer speed figure does fit. I think now his second true race, even though it will be his third lifetime start, I think the 3-year-old has got a chance to improve even more.
Yeah, and I landed on the 2 Secret Rules out of Secret Circle, out of a Peace Rules mare. And I'm going to go back to the horse's debut, finishing 3rd to Governor Mars in the slop. We played, I think you and I played a pick 5 this day, and we had Governor Mars in here singled. But Governor Mars, we have not seen much this year. We will see sooner than later as this horse preps for the Derby. But Secret Rules ran a good 3rd to a really good horse in Governor Mars. If you go back to the 3rd race, 3 races ago, back in October at Belmont, when he finished 2nd, you know, he was forced inside, had to move outside, 5 wide, finishes a really game 2nd. Watch that stretch run. He's moving quick, losing to a horse named Bellavia, who was 1-2 on the more, closed out 1-2, ran really well. Comes back, finally braces maiden, game down the stretch, has to duel off Flatter Me. And his last race, back at Aqueduct. I understand it might have been a speed favoring track, but he was punished the entire race, going 22, slows it up to 46, and Alvarado simply asks him to go, and he pulls away by 8. I'm not sure this horse is a Derby horse. I'm not sure this horse can get 2 turns, but I do know this horse can sprint, and I think 7 furlongs is not a problem. I do like the price at 7-2. I do think he'll be able to rate a little bit with some speed or go to lead if he has to. Has won 2 races off the rail. I find that to be pretty impressive. And I think you're getting some value here. The one horse we haven't talked about, though, is Quixotic Moose. And to me, when you look at Quixotic for Jonathan Thomas, super nice buyer at 80 on the 2nd race on the maiden win. But to me, I watched this race, and I think it's between the 2 horses we took, Secret Rules and Montauk Traffic. And the only issue I had with Montauk Traffic was if you go 2 back, obviously you throw away maiden debut in a slot. You go to the last race, I watched it, pitch a perfect trip on the rail.
That's fair.
Made life very easy. Super talented horse out of cross traffic. You know how good cross traffic was. But to me, I've seen Secret Rule in some game duels down the stretch, and I think he's going to come out on top. I am going to use the 3 Montauk Traffic underneath. And I'm going to use a horse with not a lot of value, but a horse we'll have a lot of value. And that's Polar Bear Pete, who finished behind Secret Rules in the last, who, again, was part of the pace presence sitting too, but I think might be able to hold on for 3rd at a big price here at 30-1. So I'm using Secret Rules over Montauk Traffic over Polar Bear Pete in the Jimmy Wingfield.
Yeah, we're going to have to use this and box this exacta because I have the 3 Montauk Traffic over the 2 Secret Rules. We don't have to go through everything you went through with the 3-year-old son of
I think we know the owner,
Circle.
One of them.
Yeah, right. Mike's horse. I mean, that's a Francesa horse. Trained by William Ivan Mott. So you got to get Billy Mott's name in there in each and every podcast. That's a key. A little bit of a price horse. I'm going to go 3-2-4 in this one. I'm going to throw Old Chestnut in for Mark Cassie with Kendrick Carmouche. Son of Spitestown, so should be able to take to the turf. Should be able to take to the dirt. You know, has had nothing but synthetic and turf races. First start off of the layoff. Last time we saw him was running at Aqueduct, yielding turf course early December. But we do know this about Cassie. He's a really savvy trainer. And I think if Mark Cassie's putting Old Chestnut on the dirt on Saturday at Aqueduct in a 7 furlong 100,000 Jimmy Wingfield, I think it's there for a purpose. So I'm going the 3 Montauk Traffic on top of the 2 Secret Rules on top of the 4 Old Chestnut.
From New York down to Florida, where when you watch Florida racing, especially early spring, you get that feel of spring. You know, it looks nice. The grass is green. You're like, man, when is it going to be spring here? Sooner than later, based on what we saw with the Groundhogs. So that's good news.
Well, that is good news.
But now we're going to go down to Tampa for 3 races, Tampa Bay Downs. I like when they have their stakes day races. It's always a good field down in Tampa. They always have good races. The Sam Davis, we're going to go on to the Tampa Bay Derby later in the season. But 3 races we're going to look at here at Tampa. And I looked at the weather. It's going to be raining cats and dogs in Miami, it looks like. So we're about 5 to 6 hours northwest. So hopefully
Correct.
It holds off a little bit. But We're going to predict this. We're going to go over this as if it's going to be fast and firm. We're going to start with Race 8, the Grade 3 Endeavor for Phillies and Mares, 4 years and upward. And Moose, some familiar names.
Mile
Altea,
16th, yeah.
Dynatale, and Dina Del Sur, Kelsey's Cross, and the really talented Got Stormy, amongst others, Moose. And it was tough for me to get past Got Stormy. She's just such a good horse, obviously a place runner in the Breeders' Cup Mile a couple months ago. But I'm going to look at you, Moose, and I know how you look at races. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. Your top pick is Andina Del Sur.
No, it's not. That's funny.
I've seen you use the horse before.
I have used the horse before. You're right about that. Brian, going over this race, and I'd love to bet against a 4-5 shot and Got Stormy, but sometimes as a horse player, you got to look at a race and say, you're hoping for the Got. Here's what you have to hope for Got Stormy. That at 5, maybe a little bit of a step back for the mare. Number 2 is that Mark Cassie does not have her ready to go first time out. However, you look at her past performances, and she's fired fresh. She's got nothing. She's gotten better. She had an unbelievable 2019 win, second, and then closing out with a victory in the Grade 1 Matriarch out there in Del Mar in early December. I think she's the best horse in the race. And I don't think you're going to get even close to 4-5 in the race. I mean, I look across. We've played Altea before for Chad Brown with Joel Rosario aboard. By our speed fingers, I mean, the other horses just aren't as fast. And I know you could look at Got Stormy and say, well, the distance. She's never won at the distance, 0-3. And it's hard to take Got Stormy at 4-5 on the morning line. That's a fair criticism. I get it. But tell me, well, who's the horse that's going to get her home?
I was looking up and down this race, and there's one horse I look at who I would put a small wager on. And not because looking at the race and the race flow, the horse has any chance to win based on that. Just based on I've seen this horse win races before, and that's the 5 Dynatale.
Okay.
Dynatale has the ability to go gate to wire, has the ability to sit off the pace. I'm just not sure that she's up to the class of beating Got Stormy. In fact, I can tell you she's not.
No, she's not. I mean, Got Stormy's ran in last 4 races, all grade ones.
But Dynatale does get John Velasquez on mount, is coming off a nice race where she finished second in a little bit of a speed duel. If Dynatale gets things her way and goes to the lead, maybe she can hold off for second and hold off anybody else but Got Stormy. But I'm with you. I really can't get past the very talented 5-year-old. Look, if you want to make a case that she may be really far back and she's going to have to make a big closing move, and sometimes that's always tricky to time out, you can make that argument. But I can't make it here. So my top pick is going to be the 7 Got Stormy. I'm going to use the 5 Dynatale underneath, and I'm going to use the horse that beat Dynatale in the last race. That's Phantom Opening for Jordan Blair, a horse that's 1 at this track, 2-3, has 4-12 at this distance, so has some ability. Ran to a 91, has run in grade 3s, has won in grade 1s, finished 4th in the Hillsborough last year, so Phantom Opening at 8-1 is my 3rd pick. Got Stormy, Dynatale, Phantom Opening.
Yeah, I went with Got Stormy. I'm going to throw Dynatale in for 3rd. I threw Altea, the 2, Rosario and Chad Brown, just out of a healthy respect for the connections. I've already burnt money on Altea, 10-1 on the morning line. That might be a little short, and her buyer speed figures clearly need to improve. But I think they will on Saturday, so I'm going to throw the 2 in there. So I went with the 7-2-5 would be my 3 in Race 8 at Tampa.
And if you're going to play Moose's 7-2-5, make sure you go play it at NairaBets.com or on the NairaBets app. Use promo code Monzo20, Monzo20, for $200, up to $200. Match bet. The grade 3.
Yeah, sign Tampa up and activate already.
Yes, we have a lot of people that have signed up and haven't activated. You got to activate that account. It's free money. If you're not going to take our picks, take Kenny picks. That's free money. Kenny right now is at a horse racing competition right now. So
right, he's in.
We have a pro handicapper. Right. Us two schlubs.
He's at the HRC, right?
Yes.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
Playing for real money.
Drinking and gambling. Kenny Peck.
Which Kenny doesn't like to drink at all.
Yes.
That's not his style.
No.
Man, race 10 in Tampa Bay on Saturday, the grade 3 Tampa Bay, mile and a 16th on the turf. I love the turf at Tampa, 4-year-olds and upward Moose. And I was going to come into this race and I was going up and down and I was watching some replays and I was going to come here and tell you, I can't get past March to the Arch.
Okay.
I changed my mind. And not only did I change my mind, I have a best bet of the day in this race.
Wow, best bet of the day.
Yeah. So I was going to, and this is one of those situations where I'm gonna probably be mad at myself when March of the Arch wins. But,
okay.
And it wasn't so much that I talked myself off March of the Arch. I saw some things in a horse that I liked. And that's going to be the two, Devimani at 8-1 for Chad Brown. First time off the claim with Joel Rosario on the mount. And the things that I'm going to throw out the last race on the dirt. Obviously, this horse did not like the dirt, ran up the track against a horse named Payne, another Chad Brown horse who was consistently not a consistent winner. So I went back and looking at some of these back races, go to July 24, 2019, mile and 3/16 at Saratoga. Finished his second to Annals of Time. That's a big horse.
That is.
And I went back and watched that race. Devimani got stopped twice in that race. Now, I'm not saying this horse was going to beat Annals of Time, but would have given Annals of Time a little bit of a run for money. That was when this horse was being trained by one of your faves, Christophe Clement. Comes back, loses to Noble Indy. Another good horse.
Another one.
Comes back, and back in November at Aqueduct, beats Installed Regard. Another good horse. So this horse has some back class and has some ability. Now gets Chad Brown at 8-1 in a grade 3 with Joel Rosario. Chad Brown is basically winning at 50% at Tampa. Rosario's gone back to his form when he was riding horses like Orb and is riding just out of his mind. So at 8-1, looking at the pace, there is a little pace. I don't think he's going to be sitting as far off as a horse like March to the Arch, who has to come from relatively well far back. I mean, you go back to the 4-star Dave. And the Forbidden Apple, this horse is sitting 11 lengths, 16 lengths. So I think Devimani might be sitting 3-4 lengths off the pace. And I think you're going to see something. I think you're going to get a good price here at 8-1. So for me, that's my top pick.
All
and
right.
A best bet of the day.
And best bet of the day, the two Devimani, the French bred for Chad Brown and Joel Rosario. I went to Caribou Club, 5-2 on the morning line, the number 4 horse, Tom Proctor. You know, a 6-year-old gelding out of City Zip, Jose Ortiz aboard. I don't love Ortiz on closers, but I really do like this horse's turn of foot. And I thought last year toward the tail end of what you saw him do last couple races and the turn of foot that he showed, down at Laurel and at Aqueduct, I think it's impressive. On the turf, has never run at Tampa, 2-for-2 at the distance, has been training forwardly. Has ran okay off of the break and off of the layoff, so that's a little bit concerning. But I don't think Proctor is throwing him into a grade 3 unless he feels like he's ready to run. 5-2 on the morning line. I'd love to get 3-1. I certainly wouldn't bet this horse if he's under 2-1. But at 5-2, I'll swallow it and I'll play it. My top pick is the 4-5 Caribou Club.
Yeah, I'm gonna use Caribou Club underneath. I think. For everything you said, this horse just has the class, the buyer's speed figures to close into the pace. And if you look at some of these horses, Admiralty Pier, Halliday, Renaissance Frolic, Real Story, all have a lot of speed. So I think there's going to be a setup for a horse to come off the pace. But the horse I'm going to use in my third slot, and maybe even sprinkling in the exact, is going to be the 8 Real Story, who is a speed horse, but also has the ability to rate a little bit. And I think of all the speed horses, might be the one that hangs on for a piece. So I'm going to use the 2, Devimani. I'm going to use the 4, Caribou Club, and the 8, Real Story. And if, you know, for deep exotics, throwing March to the Arch. But my top pick, Devimani, best bet for me.
There you have it. So I'm using the 4, Caribou Club. I'm going to throw the 7, Hembry. Even though not much success at the distance, has never run at Tampa. Buyer speed figures on the ascent, a little bit of a step back in the tourist in the last race at Kentucky Downs, and that was in late August. So it's been a while since we've seen Hembry, but has fired decently coming off the layoff, has been training pretty well. Mike Maker, as good of a trainer as you'll see for turf horses. Morales hops aboard. I'm gonna put the 7 Hembry in the number 2 spot. And then for everything that Monzo mentioned about his 2 Devimani, I'm using it in the 3rd spot. So for me, it's 4-7-2 in race 10 at Tampa.
The main event for us today, the grade 3 Sam Davis, an early prep for the Kentucky Derby. 4 3-year-olds, moves mile and a 16th on the Tampa Bay dirt. And the return of Independence Hall, who's been off since New Year's Day, comes back here, the son of Constitution. Good horse. And I like what I saw. But, you know, after a freaky performance in the Nashua, running to a 101 buyer, did a very obvious thing. Fell back to an 82, but a very solid win Needless to say, in the Jerome. But Moose, looking at this race, and I always like to guess who you're going to take. And my guess this week is going to be Aja Weed.
Hey, you're exactly right. That's who I like. I do like Aja Weed. How do you know that? That's a pretty good job by
Well,
you.
I know you like Kiernan.
I do like Kiernan.
And, you know, Aja Weed's done some good things. And if you're going to take somebody to beat the 6-5 morning line favorite, you're going to take a Kiernan horse at 4-1 with Joel Rosario.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And that's a lot of the logic running through. I do like the way that he is working, coming off a little bit of a break, has run well fresh. Last time we saw him was running second to Shotsky, who we took down a week ago. I know that doesn't kind of build up Aja Weed on Saturday, but they really like him. Shadwell Stable, you know, a son of Curlin. There are high expectations, 175 they paid. I think he's got some talent. I think he's going to throw it. I love the fact that Rosario is riding for Kieran here, and they've had a lot of success over the years together. That's my top pick, the number one Aja Weed at 4-1 on the morning line.
Yeah, I mean, I was between Aja Weed and the horse I ended up landing on, and that's the 6 Premier Star.
Yeah, I can understand
that. Out of Tapperture, one of my favorites. Out of Tappet, one of the great sires, especially when it comes to distance. So going from 7 furlongs to a mile and a 16th does not seem to be an issue. And you know, one of the things I liked, and especially in his horse's first two rides, was a little bit of versatility. Has sat off the pace and closed into it, you know, only by a length, but and then has gone to the lead and basically soared to victory. So I look at this race. There's not a ton of horses in here that have historically now. Obviously, the races are limited. There's only 3 or 4 races for some of them. You know, Shapalu has gone to the lead in the past in the Grade 3.
Chapalu, I believe.
Chapalu in the Grade 3 at Woodbine, but that was in October. And you don't know what Arnold Delacour has in mind for this horse. Premier Star, I think it's going to break pretty. If his horse can break pretty cleanly with John Velasquez, I think we'll try and get to the lead and try and take them gate to wire. And just based on the pedigree, I don't think the ability to get there is going to be an issue. So Premier Star, 3-1. I do think your horse, Aja Weed, is going to get bet. I don't think 4-1 is going to be the line as they get ready to gate. Unfortunately for you, I would think closer to 2-1. Independence Hall might be 3-5. So if I can get 3-1 or 7-2 on Premier Star, I'm going to take it. I'm going to use Aja Weed underneath. I think Aja Weed is going to be a really nice horse. Finished behind Shotsky in the Remsen. And I know Shotsky last week didn't win, but ran a really game race. So I think that's how the race way the race is going to go. The 6 Premier Star, my top pick, Aja Weed. I'm going to throw Independence Hall in there just because looking at the rest of the field, nothing really thrilled me. So a little chalky. But Premier Star will be my top pick.
Yeah, another horse I'd throw in, and I agree with those are my 3. I have a little bit of a different order. I have the 1-4-6 is the way I went. Aja Weed over Independence Hall over the 6 Premier Star. But one that I would be interested or maybe try to get into the exotics would be the 2, Sole Valente. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Patrick Biancone. Luca Panici aboard at 8-1 on the morning line, and the buyer speed figures fit. An 89 and a 90 last 2 races, I understand, might be a little bit cheap. I get that, understand it, but is one that I would be interested in at a big number would be the 2, the Biancone trainee, Sole Valente at 8-1 on the morning line.
Most
but to me, Aja Weed on top.
Another week closer.
That's it. Get me to the first Saturday in May.
Well, no, I want to get there, but I do enjoy the prep races.
No, I agree with you, but get me to the major prep races. But, I mean, and you know, I was talking to McMonico before we hopped on the podcast. He goes, big racing weekend? I go, every weekend's big and racing.
We're getting there. I think once you get to that second or third week of January and you're watching the it's still winter technically, but you're watching the races in Florida and you're seeing palm trees and green grass. You get excited, and we're getting there here. It's going to be spring before you know it, and we have plenty of races to go over. By the way, we didn't pick the race, but I do want to point out that tomorrow at Oaklawn, the return of Whitmore, who's coming back for another season.
Oh, you're going to bet him?
Well, he's 5-2, actually, so if you can get a little value, I'm going to bet Whitmore. I'm going to be texting you as you're eating popcorn watching the XFL.
I will be watching the XFL.
I'll be sitting there. Dude, Whitmore 3-1 just won.
Oh, my
dude,
God.
I missed it. I'm sorry, man.
I might...
Dude, how much is HelloFresh again?
HelloFresh, great spot. I love HelloFresh.
They want to sponsor the podcast.
Do they really?
That's great. We'll find out.
We should reach out. That's great. HelloFresh is fantastic. I didn't even like it. Monzo sent us some free meals. My wife now is all of a sudden cooking in the kitchen. I can't believe it. I had a meal made by my wife. It's been probably the first time in like 5 years. I'm besides just, eggs.
Scrambled or not?
Yeah, no.
Right, hard boiled.
That's it.
All right, get on board, NowerBets, NowerBets.com, promo code Monzo20.
And activate it, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we don't get anything out of it. We just want you to do it.
Yes.
We want you to make the money. So best bet for you this weekend is, you remember?
I'm going with Aja Weed.
I'm
going
to go with, remember the horse? I like Secret Rules. I think Secret Rules is going to be a big race.
The Francesa horse.
Yes.
But it's
the two in race
Devimani.
10, yes, in the Tampa Bay, Devimani, 8-1. Guys, let's hit some prices. I want Moose, I want you to text me bang a couple times this weekend.
Let's win some money this weekend, all right? Let's get it home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.